Welcome to the Parental Thriving Podcast. I am your host, Melissa Bujeya, certified positive discipline educator, parental coach, and down and dirty in this journey with my own two preteens and young child. If you are looking to grow as a parent, if you want to transform your relationship with your children, this is the place to go. Each week, I bring you a solo show or an interview, and I am honored to share with you my passion and have you listen in. If you do not want to miss what is happening for your parents, please join my mailing list on www.parentalthrivingmalta.com. I love hearing from my listeners, so feel free to drop me a line on melissa@parentalthrivingmalta.com. And it would be great if you share these episodes with your friends.
Good morning. It's another brand new day, brand new week. And today I'm going to talk to you about Advent and Christmas. I hope you are all good. And let us dive right in. So first my story. And for a long time, Christmas and Advent for me were similar to most other people, I suppose, where Christmas was just the season where we met with family and friends and where we exchanged presents, and that was the fun of it. And it was an amazing time for me as a child where we'd meet all the family and everybody gave presents to each other. And that was for us Christmas and nothing much more. Obviously, we went to church and celebrated. We celebrated the birth of Christ, but it was more, I feel, in growing up, it was more like the presents and the merry-making that were important rather than anything else. As I grew and had my children, it kind of remained the same for a while, so it was all about the presents and about meeting others and having fun. But as my oldest became a toddler, and then I had my second one, I actually started questioning the whole thing for the simple reason that as a Christian, I was like, what am I really wanting to bring forth in this season for my children? And that is when I started changing my perspective, and it included the fact that I was also leaning more into spirituality, and I was looking into Waldorf education because it is nature-based but also with a lot of spirituality inside of it as an education. And so in the very beginning, we started out, as I said, with giving the presents and making a fuss about the presents and all that stuff. And as my firstborn became a toddler, I started shifting away and looking more at the real meaning of Advent and Christmas. And that is when we started giving smaller presents for the children for Christmas, and actually giving the big presents for their birthday and making their birthday more important for present giving. Eventually, as I got to lean into Waldorf education and understand it more, that changed even further. Even the Father Christmas thing, which I was a very fan of it as I grew up, but with my children I didn't make that big of an effort, and they did get a present. Usually it would be a small present. Eventually that changed into a more spiritual meaningful present. So if, for example, my child was going through a difficult moment, Father Christmas would give them a present that was more to help them on that particular problem. And then eventually it also evolved into literally one present between the children where they which was shared. And this evolvement also came about because, for various reasons, there is the fact that I didn't wish that the present had, I didn't want the presents to be really big, and didn't want them to have tons of toys, and also I wanted them to be more looking forward to our presence as real persons rather than somebody which is nice and wonderful for their imagination growing up and their memories, but that didn't really exist, right? And also understanding that there are many other people out there in the world who cannot afford to give their children a present from Father Christmas or a big present like others do. So I tried to minimize that as much as possible. For me, that felt important at the time. And so the celebration of Christmas also started with, once we used to have decorations out from mid-November till mid-January, and that started changing as well. We started with Advent, so we started our decorations with Advent, and it changed and evolved throughout the years. And now we have this sweet way of how we decorate the house. It is Waldorf based, so each week of Advent there is a particular focus. So there's the first week of Advent, which is on crystals and minerals and rocks. So we just, for example, we set up our crib with a lot of crystals. And the second week of Advent would be that of plants. So we'd set up the plants, the Christmas tree, and so on. The third week would be animals. So I would, in the crib, would add up the animals. And the last week of Advent, it is the humans. And also in Advent, I started doing, would have daily activities before. And that also evolved into not everyday activities, but weekly activities, which were also in line with the Advent week. So if this week it is the first week of Advent, then we are going to do a cleanup somewhere to show our appreciation to Earth. The second week, which is plants, we would probably plant and plants or and so on and so forth. On the third week, we'd give food to stray animals, and in the last one, would give a lot of food and other stuff needed for the homeless or the needy. And so it has been evolving, always evolving. And so I want you to talk to you about what, how you can do that and how you can change it if you feel inclined to do so, but also to help you understand more the reasons behind Advent and Christmas. And when we look at Advent, which is, starts 4 Sundays before Christmas, so this year is going to be on the 28th, it is actually a spiritual season of preparation. And throughout autumn, it's been a spiritual season of preparation throughout the whole of autumn, where we started with Michaelmas, where we are being brave and looking at our inner demons. And then we have Martinmas, where we are remembering that there is always a light growing within us that can help us grow and see and be kind and joyful. And Advent is a more focused spiritual season of preparation. It is also, for Roman Catholics, the start of the liturgical year. So the church calendar, the new year of the church calendar of Roman Catholics is actually Advent. And nowadays, Advent is the preparation for the coming and the birth of the Lord. But before, It was actually a time of preparation for the Epiphany, which is in January. It also used to be a season where you did a lot of prayer, fasting, and repentance in anticipation for hope and joy. So a bit more similar to Lent, actually. This started changing around the 6th century, and Advent became associated with the coming of Christ, with the birth. And so that is how it changed. So it is really, because it is through the darkness of the earth that we await the birth of the inner light to warm our hearts and strengthen our thoughts and deeds. This is a manifestation of Christ, the child of light, which was born on the night of Christmas, and all the kingdoms of nature, so whether it's minerals, plants, animals, or humans, are awaiting for that birth. So Advent is a journey of inward, of the soul, where we become more aware of the eternal light that lightens our way. It is, of course, a very fun and joyous time for children, and I think it is something which really can be etched forever into their memories and make it really interesting. So one of the first things that we always have for Advent is the Advent wreath. It has 5 candles. So there are 3 purple, 1 pink, and the middle candle, which is white. So the first, every week, we light a candle. So every Sunday, starting from Sunday the 28th of November this year, we start lighting a candle. So the first one is a purple candle, which we call the candle of hope. And because we can have hope, we can have hope because God keeps his promises, and the promises that he made us is that we are there and will be there for eternity, after our death we will live on in the spiritual world, and our hope does come from God, right? So that's the first candle of hope. The second candle is the candle of preparation, because we are getting ready to bring back the spirit inside us, the birth of the spirit within us. The third candle is the pink candle, and is the candle of joy, because the angels announce the good news of the Savior. Because the angels sang with joy for the birth of the Savior. And the fourth one is the candle of love, which is, again, it's a purple candle. And that is because God is love, the spirit that resides, that brought the earth to its birth, is a God of love. And the last one is a white candle, which is the Christ candle, which we light on Christmas Day. And that it reminds us that Jesus is spotless, is the perfect Lamb of God. He was born to wash away our sins, and his death meant our birth. So when it comes to Waldorf, as I said, because I do incorporate a lot of Waldorf, so we have the Advent wreath, and as I was mentioning, in Waldorf education, they focus each week on a particular kingdom that is available on our earth. And the first one is the mineral kingdom, which is made up of crystals, stones, and shells. And we put those in our crib, as I said. So we start with an empty crib, just the cave, and we add crystals, stones, and shells within it. The the second week focuses on the plant kingdom. So we add berries and moss and wood and pine cones and leaves. And so our crib starts to have more shape. The third week, it is the one of animals. So we add the sheep, the cattle, and so on. And on the last one, there is, it's the humans. So we add Saint Mary and Saint Joseph, the shepherds, and any other humans that are part of our crib. And on Christmas Day, obviously, we will add our Jesus. And we do that also with Christmas decorations. So we do some general decorations on the first week of Advent, but then the Christmas tree, we put it up on the second week, and you know, we add up slowly throughout the whole month. We also do a lot of activities. Advent is a perfect time for activities with children to teach them more about kindness and how you can ingrain more of the giving and the loving within the children. And that we do it with cleanups of the earth, we do it with giving care packages for the homeless, food to the food bank. What else? Food for stray animals, planting seeds and bulbs, and other activities which can include also, like, you know, doing Christmas decorations to give as presents to teachers, family and friends, and doing cards. There is a whole list of things which you can do throughout Easter, and baking, family movies, outings to watch the lights around the streets. And they are not all, and they are all like fun things to do, which can teach our children, as I said, waiting. So if we are not putting all the decorations all at the same time, the children are learning to wait, and the expectation of build-up is so much more interesting to see than actually having everything there for a long time. They are learning to give from their hearts, and when we are giving out, and to care for the planet that we live in. We are doing connection time with the family when we do movies or go out and do stuff together. Even just doing crafts together, it's a time of connection. I think the most memorable Advent for me was like 4 years ago, and when we really started going into this, and my children came up to me and said it was so much nicer when we gave the presents out rather than receiving it. And that was for me something which was like, oh my word, it was something I wasn't expecting at all. We try also to do, whenever possible, homemade gifts to each other, so that there is more than even that element of you have to think of what your siblings like and do something in that way. So yes, I can go on about Advent forever because it's one of my favorite seasons. There is a lot to do. If you are part actually of the membership program, there is in the downloadable section ideas of how to do Advent and Christmas with activities and so on for you. When it comes to Christmas is also, it's not just the day of Christmas. Christmas is 12 days up till Epiphany. again, there are stories which you can read to remind them about waiting and about kindness and so on throughout those 12 days. And some of them are well known, like some grim stories of the fir tree and what's it called? The princess now. I can't remember the name right now, but I will put a list down after the video for you so that you can have a list of stories which I usually read to the children. Also do stuff again for Christmas in the same way as for Advent. So, for example, we meet friends, we invite them over, we would have a day that dedicated to being more obedient. Other days where we are giving again to someone in the family, where we are kind to strangers. So every day of Christmas can also incorporate these things, which are really, I find, are really helpful in growing character for the children as well. I guess that is all from my part. I hope you have a good day and you found this interesting, and do put down your thoughts about it in the comments. Have a good day. Bye.